Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
That dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Who can say how it really feels?
One can worship on a star.
Two can make that wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark.
Two can make the light shine through.
It takes two, baby. It takes two.
It takes two, baby. Did I hit that note?
I think you did.
Felt like I did. So here we go on a Thursday, and we are in summer mode. Solana's not here. He's up in New York rooting on Team Uruguay. Dan Day is running the mothership for us back in Miami. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if Crowder's on the show today or not. I think he is, although it's 2 minutes after two, and I have not seen him on the video feed, but I'm pretty sure he's on the show today. So we'll have fun regardless because, and I found this to be a fun little field trip that I went on this morning. I had seen Matthew Tkachuk was making an appearance at Raising Cane's in Pompano Beach. They were tweeting it out yesterday. I was very excited. It's on Federal Highway. I mean, I live right off Federal Highway in Boca. It's a 10-minute ride. My son and I, we go to that Raising Cane's all the time. So we drove down the street. I had already seen social media reports. I knew that we weren't getting close to that place. But we drove down. I put the video on my Instagram and on Twitter. It had to be a five-hour line to meet Matthew Tkachuk. If you don't think South Florida is Panthers crazy, because if you saw the videos last night at the clubs in Miami, Roberto Luongo had spaghetti and sauce out of the Stanley Cup at an Italian restaurant last night. The entire city, the entire area, and I'm going to get to the NBA draft in a second. The entire city, the entire area is just Panthers crazy. And so I'm driving by Raising Cane's. It is absolute madness. I mean, madness. So there's a million fire trucks and police cars because people are going to pass out from the heat. I was told people were starting to line up at 6 a.m. Now, here's the end of that, the end of that particular story, because all we did, DJ and I, was, oh, Crowder just texted me. He's like, I don't have a link for the show. Solana sent the link to the show yesterday. He probably doesn't know that. Maybe you can email it to him, Dan. maybe you can't email it to him. You not know Crowder's email? I'll send
No, I do have Crowder's email. It's just I have Solana's desktop open, and I'm trying to get into his email right now.
I'll send it to him. I have it. I'll forward it to him right now. Crowder's going to join us here in 1 second. So after I post a video, now again, I knew DJ and I were not going to get near Raising Cane's because the line was so long. We weren't going to stand in any kind of line. I posted the video. I got a bunch of responses from people saying that Matthew Tkachuk got there. He served 20 people. He was behind the counter and he served 20 people and then shot a commercial. And then that was it. And so there was no meet and greet with Matthew Tkachuk per se. You were not going to get a picture with him. You weren't going to see the Stanley Cup because it wasn't there. Now he did. I did see some video. There was a big stage and he addressed the crowd from the stage, but the line was so long. It was so far north up Federal Highway that most people probably went away disappointed, but it's kind of the fun of the entire thing, you know, where it's just kind of like, hey, the Panthers are all over town and the Stanley Cup is all over town. And oh, Crowder's back in town. I thought you were still in North Carolina.
Just flew back this morning.
Look at you. I was telling Dan, I posted some video. My son and I drove by this Matthew Tkachuk appearance at Raising Cane's in Pompano Beach. But when I say thousands of people lined up on Federal Highway, there were so many police and fire trucks. It was insane. You can see the video. It's on my Twitter, on my Instagram. But this place is just Panthers crazy. And again, I was saying to Dan, most people, from what I'm receiving on Twitter from people who were there, many, many people went away disappointed because he wasn't doing a meet and greet. He apparently served 20 people. He was behind the counter. He served the first 20 people. I'm not lying. There were thousands of people in line. He served 20 people. He said hello to everybody from a stage with a little microphone that I don't think could be heard, but from more than 200 people in that immediate area. But regardless, it's part of the swirl and the fun of having everybody around town celebrating and, you know, going to all the different locations. I was telling Dan, I saw video of Roberto Luongo eating spaghetti and sauce out of the Stanley Cup at an Italian restaurant last night. The Stanley Cup was on South Beach partying last night. Like it is really a week-long event.
I don't know if we just don't see it because we aren't close enough, but the Panthers are really enjoying the Stanley Cup tour. They're pouring apple juice in kids' mouths.
I think Matthew Tkachuk said that he has slept for 3 hours. Over since Monday, right? Is that when they went on Monday? Yeah, 3 hours.
And you go to the parades, the other sport parades, you don't get to meet and greet the guys. They wave at you, they ride past you, they're 5 seconds.
It is so, it feels, again, like I don't know if it's just because we're in the swirl of it. This feels very different to me than other cities celebrating championships. This feels like the city is actually getting to participate. You know what I mean? Like at Elbow Room. I mean, it was just anybody could walk over to Elbow Room on Tuesday and get a picture with the cup and hang with the guys and jump in the ocean with them. Like it just, it feels like it's really for everybody. It's one of the reasons I love sports. I always say there's nothing more unifying for a city than sports.
Italian restaurant in the Atlantic, Elbow Room, Club Live. It's a very diverse Stanley Cup right now. Mr. Stanley's going to have to shine the hell out of this thing here in a second.
So the NBA draft was last night. Round one was last night. Round two will begin during our show today. 4 o'clock today is when round two. This is the first time that they've done it on separate days. And there is a storyline, obviously, which is Bronny James for round two. I don't think there would be much interest if there wasn't this, you know, narrative. Is someone going to pick Bronny James? I wonder. I mean, it's possible he doesn't get picked. I think he will. It was possible he doesn't.
I think the Lakers at 55 will take him.
Could be.
But they were talking on ESPN about another team almost kidnapping him because it's Bron's son.
Right.
Just somebody pick him saying, oh, we got Bronny. LeBron, would you like to speak with us?
So the newest member of the Miami Heat is Khalil Ware out of Indiana. And they're obviously interested in adding size because they're getting size with him. By the way, Brendan Tobin's going to join us today. You may have just listened to him for the last 4 hours. But nobody knows more about the Heat and the draft picks, in my opinion, than Tobin, because he does not just all the Heat stuff on his show, but he does all those Heat YouTube videos. Like, he's really tuned in with this stuff. Doug Plagan is going to join us today on the show. I've let the Panthers guys that we talk to on the regular have a few days so that they can party. But I figured Plagan's, I could bring him back into the fold today. I'm guessing Moeller and Goldie, Billy Lindsay, they're all still partying. I texted Billy Lindsay yesterday. He was beside himself. Moeller told me on Tuesday he was day drinking. I'm assuming that's running into today. And I figured Plagans out of any of them would be kind of drying out at this point. And, you know, because he's got the draft show tomorrow. You got the NHL draft tomorrow, and he's hosting our draft show. So he's got to get, you know, back in line. So he's going to join us today.
He went back to college day. I know Doug is a very, very calm guy, but I guarantee he switched out about 45 hours of old Doug, college Doug.
It couldn't help but creep out.
Yep.
Anyone that was involved couldn't help but creep out. So we'll talk with Tobin about Khalil Ware. I'll give you I won't tell you what the review was, the actual write-up. I'll do that later in the show. But here are the draft grades for the Miami Heat. CBS Sports, B-. USA Today, B. Sports Illustrated, B-. NBC Sports, B. The Ringer, C+. John Hollinger in The Athletic. Well, he just gave a write-up. And Solana has given them an A+. Solana's the one who put the list together for me, even though he's traveling to New York. Solana gives them an A+. Now, Solana and Brendan Tobin got to interview him last night. And we will air that today on our show so people can hear it. It was, you know, this year's a lot while. We played a lot while yesterday because I knew Solana was going to be gone today. So we celebrated a lot while. Maybe we can sneak it in again today if we have time. I don't know. But we'll watch. I'll keep my eye on the NBA draft round two, which starts in less than 2 hours. And we'll see what people have to say. Do you know anything about him? I don't know much about college basketball. So that was, like, for me, Khalil Ware, like, everything I know about him, I learned last night in the highlight package.
I do as well, because I had to Google him this morning when I was preparing for the show. He's 7
damn feet. I don't like to pretend that I know, because you can get caught doing that. I've, like, at the beginning of my career, maybe. But no longer. I don't know anything about this guy. I didn't know anything about Jaime Jaquez Jr. I didn't know anything about Tyler Hero. I didn't know anything about Nikola Jovic. So I learn as everyone else learns.
Yes, he's 7 feet, and they talked about having another big so that Bam can go to the four, and it seems like that's exactly what they did.
Which, by the way, would make a lot of sense. Like, that to me is like, okay, you know, because they talk about, do you go best athlete or do you go need to me, this seems, now I don't know where he ranked on most draft boards. I think Tobin got it right. I think before their draft show last night, Tobin had predicted Khalil Ware going 15 to the Heat. So I don't know if he's the 15th best basketball player coming out, or if this is a need position where the Heat said, we're going to get a big guy because that'll allow us, like you said, to play Bam at the four and have some size, you know, in addition to him. So yeah. We'll find out, though. We'll find out. I trust in the Heat, and they've been pretty right on for last few years.
Hey, the Ringer and LubbyBubbySports.com. Pat Riley decided for this to happen. I think it's a good idea.
Right. They should just go Pat Riley A+. We don't even know who he drafted. The Miami Heat's draft grades should come out before they draft. A+. Oh, look at that. Somebody just tweeted me a picture of Matthew Tkachuk walking into Raising Cane's, and the guy tweets at me, it was worth the 80-mile drive. Like, I had a person told me they drove an hour and a half. They tweeted me, drove an hour and a half, and it was worth it just to be in the swirl of activity. That's you feel like is. You're part of it. You just feel like you're part of it.
But that's what you're supposed to, it's the fans around the fans and all the excitement. You don't knock him. You think he's going to play tic-tac-toe against 4,000 people? He's just waves. He waves at people. You get to see him. Everybody's excited. Everybody's in the same state of mind of the excitement. Yep. That's what pep rallies are and all. You don't get to meet the team at pep rallies. You go to be around the fans.
And that toast at Raising Cane's is so good. It's probably wherever you drove from, it's good.
Guaranteed they ran out of food.
Yeah, I wonder if they sold more food than a typical day or less. I would guess less. No. You know, there's like I would guess less. You go there, no one's planning on it. First of all, it's 10 a.m.
Chicken at 10 a.m. Chicken and waffles.
But not I don't even know if they're normally open at 10 a.m. Are they normally open at 10 a.m.? Because we were driving, Solana, you weren't on yesterday. Solana and I were talking about this. I don't know how we got on the topic. But so my son and I were driving. We didn't plan on stopping. We knew we weren't going to get in that line. But we drove past and we, you know, honked the horn. Everybody, I mean, there was so much police present. It was really cool. And then he hadn't eaten breakfast. I had to wake him. It was 10 o'clock. I'm like, hey, let's go see this guy. And I was like, are you hungry? And he's like, yeah. And he pointed like right up the street, just south of Raising Cane's. There's a Pollo Tropical. So he's like, how about Pollo Tropical? And I point at the clock. I'm like, at 10:30. I'm like, you can't go. Now, listen, I'm with you. You can have maybe fried chicken and waffles. You can't have chicken on the spit at 10:30. First of all, it hasn't been cooking long enough. And like ooh. I've been to Pollo Tropical at 11 a.m. That chicken is not their good chicken. Their good chicken starts at noon.
The skin is a little pale still.
Yeah. Like you got it. Yeah, you got it. I was very happy to be able to impart some wisdom to my son. No. Hey, you don't go to Pollo Tropical. Maybe KFC if you want. I thought it was funny too. Raising Cane's. I'm not kidding. There's like 30 police cars, SWAT unit. There's fire trucks because people are going to pass out. And then the next plaza south, on the west side of Federal Highway, is a Boston Market, which is bankrupt and empty. That's one.
They had signs pointing over there like car wash.
Guys flipping the signs.
Come on, fellas. Like,
that's funny. That's funny.
But you have a funny thing about time of the day and type of food, because you say Alfredo's not a lunch food. You have funny
that's
timing
correct.
With
yeah, food. That's correct. If you're going to have Alfredo sauce, has to be at night. Yeah, you just like, I don't believe that you can do hibachi in the afternoon. You and Aronde, tell me I'm wrong. But yeah. I mean, if you're going to Benihana at 12:15 for lunch, I don't know.
It's a
business meeting.
A little entertainment.
I don't need entertainment at lunch. Maybe a dinner. Maybe a birthday. Unless it's someone at the office's birthday. It's like Friday, and it's kind of like a standing, hey, we're not going back to work. We're taking Marge to Benihana. She loves it there. And we're going to have a little hibachi. But then you don't have dinner that night. Like, if you have hibachi at 12:15, you're done eating for the day, right?
But, you know, it's just like grilled meat.
It's like a whole thing. It's like a whole show.
The guy throwing a shrimp up in the air and catching an egg in his hat doesn't make me more or less hungry.
Yeah, it's odd because it's probably the same portion that I would get at Pollo Tropical if I got the Tropa Chops.
Same thing. Rice.
But there's no cut show.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like but at Pollo Tropical, I can have that and I'm hungry, you know, 3 seconds later, I want to stop at 7-Eleven, get a Slurpee. But if I have that at Benihana, I'm not eating again for the rest of the day.
Your stomach's filled with show?
Yeah. Dan, do you agree with me here? Would you have hibachi for lunch?
It's too much of a nighttime event. Like, it's more of an event than an actual, like, meal. But, yeah, it's too rich and too showy.
Yeah, it feels like a whole thing.
So the guy pumping the rice heart with his spatula is only after dark.
Yeah. I need it dark. I need
it like
night
throws
moves.
Off your whole day. If you see that in the afternoon, like you don't. It's almost like you know, back in like Neanderthal days when there was an eclipse and they didn't know what was going on. They're like, wait, it doesn't feel like it should be nighttime. And now they're all thrown off.
Yeah, it's like Crowder.
That's how I get. If I had hibachi in the afternoon, like I would feel like it was night. I don't know. Up is down. Down is up.
Crowder, if you had a filet mignon and you had, you know, a stuffed potato at lunch at a nice steak restaurant, wouldn't your day be kind of thrown off?
Why is Solana checking in on this video feed? Oh, how did that happen?
He said he just charged his phone. Oh, he's out.
What was he doing? All of a sudden, the Solana thing popped up on my video feed.
Maybe it's Tobin. It might be Tobin jumping in.
Oh, maybe it is Tobin. Because Tobin's going to join us. In fact, let's do headlines. Let's do headlines with Dan Day so we have enough
time. I do have one thing on Matthew Tkachuk, though. I do know what's in the secret sauce for Raising Cane's.
Ooh.
I have to tell you, before you let us know, wildly overrated is Cane sauce. Okay. Wildly overrated.
Wow. Yeah. Get to the headlines then. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Sources
the
say
the best chicken sauce is Pollo Tropical, or really Chicken Kitchen. There's just not enough of them around anymore, but it's the mustard curry sauce.
No.
Yeah.
Old school Polynesian Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
Solana text. No, that was me, Solana, just watching the show at the hotel for a few minutes. My B for entering the studio.
So lame.
Come back in, Solana. You can come in. I'd like to get your letter grade on Khalil Ware.
Oh, he gave him an A+, drafted 15th, 7 foot. He averaged 16 points, 10
that's
rebounds.
Your headlines.
Two blocks, yeah.
Solana.
Hey, look at you in New York.
Oh,
time of your life, buddy. So you like the Khalil White pick?
Oh,
Khalil Ware. I just called him Khalil White.
How long
till my phone, by the way, knows that when I go K-E-L that I'm going to need an apostrophe coming in there? Like, my phone at some point learned Dwayne Wade is spelled D-W-Y and any other Dwayne was spelled incorrectly. Like, my phone learned at some point the way to spell Dwayne incorrectly, but that's the way Wade spelled it. How long will it take my phone to learn K-E-L apostrophe E-L?
Take a while. I would imagine it'll take a while for sure.
Where are you, Solana?
I'm right next to Madison Square Garden, where those bum Knicks play, where they'll be bouncing the second round again next year.
do you have your Invisalign in?
No, I don't.
You have a canker sore?
No.
Perhaps your mouth, you have Bell's palsy?
Bro, what is going on? What is going on? You look like you're... Do you have dip in?
No, I don't have a dip in. I may be a little intoxicated, but no, I don't have any dip in.
Everyone in South Florida is hammered.
He's in New York and still had to ride the wave.
I did see I think it was on Snapchat or Instagram. He was drinking beers at the airport at 6 a.m. today. He was at the bar pounding beers at 6 a.m. But your face looks swollen.
I think it's just the camera angle. I'm just, it's a little too close. I think that's
no,
all
but you're lisping. I'm not making that up, Crowder, am I?
No, V, we just had a few brews.
Breakfast deal.
Solana, what is going on? Do you have your Invisalign in?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I didn't join this to get berated. Okay?
No, no, no. I'm not. I really wanted to get your take, but I swear you look worse than Joel Embiid when he played with Bell's palsy.
What you doing up there, Bells?
This guy, it's Mushmouth from Fat Albert in the. You like Khalil Ware?
I do. I think there's tremendous upside. Everybody's questioning his motor.
There's no way that there's not something going on. I say upside again.
Upside.
No, come on, Solana.
What is in your mouth?
Nothing. Look, I got nothing. I'm good. I'm 100%.
Side doesn't have an H in it.
Didn't even say percent right though. Something is. He'll come clean to me on tech. Something is weird, man.
Upside.
Are you really in New York for the Uruguay game, or did you go on one of these like trips to Bolivia or Ecuador and have, you know, like facial reconstruction done where it's very cheap, but it's like one of these spa getaways where you come back with a whole new nose?
Who am I, Madonna at the Grammys?
He's going to be in here Monday. Like, hey.
Like an alien.
Face tight.
All right. Go enjoy right, Team Uruguay. Moves. You're going to the – where's the game tonight?
At MetLife. It's not until 9 p.m. I haven't slept. I literally have not slept. So came back to the hotel room, and we're going to go bar hopping now. And I'll be at MetLife 9 p.m. tonight to watch Uruguay.
Your face is swollen, and you are saying slept. And so it's not that he's drunk. Something is up.
He got hit. It's the pollution. It's the pollution in New York City. It's getting to me.
He got mouthy. He got mouthy, and somebody slapped the hell out of him, and the left side of his face is swollen.
Are you going to be in the New York Post? Are you one of these tourists that got beat up in Times Square?
Bro. Don't stand in the bike lane in New York because they seriously ring the bell.
You can't talk, dude.
Dan, am I lying?
There's something seriously wrong with you, man.
No, I'm honestly like some people have a stroke and they don't realize that. I'm not joking. Yeah, did you have someone on the plane? Is there someone with you there? Because there's something off with you.
Blink if you have somebody pointing a gun at you or something.
I saw a shadow in the background.
Did your dad beat you up? Is Eduardo with you?
Enough. I'll talk to you guys later. Have fun.
What's your room number? What's your room number? Can they hear me? What's your room number?
I think he's still in Miami. I think he's getting Botox from Valentina. I wasn't making that up. He had all of a sudden was a very visible defect.
I'm shy.
Listen closely. You're about to be taken.
I'm shy.
Well, there is an upside to his remarks. No, I didn't notice it at first, and then when you mentioned it, I was like, worried about him. Something's not right there.
Goodness.
Yeah, we're going to get a text. It had to be something.
He has to have, something happened. He had to have had dental work. Something was up there. His face was swollen.
He went to getting slick-mouthed about the Rangers, the Panthers beating the Rangers, or just what he just said. Oh, they're going to get Nick's.
Or who's Uruguay playing?
Around.
They're playing Bolivia. Uruguay pride with the wrong person. No,
there's nothing wrong with me, bro.
Bro, you don't recognize it. That's how bad it is.
Somebody caught
the angle. It's the angle.
But it's the way you're talking, bro.
Yeah, say upside.
Upside.
That's better.
Now, there's something going on. You have the Invisalign in. Why can't you acknowledge it?
Want to see my view?
What is that? Looks like a brick. Looks like a brick.
100% a prisoner. You are a prisoner.
You stayed at some hostel or something?
All right.
Hey, flood the room. Right. Flood the room. They have to let you out.
Prison wisdom.
I want to see my view.
You want to get out the cell, you flood it.
I think he was trying to give us a clue as to where he is so we could send in some help.
Brick wall. Tell him brick wall.
Goodness. That was wild.
Got kidnapped.
I got to text his dad. Because you know what? You can have a stroke. Like your whole face, side of your face goes numb, and people don't know it. They literally don't know it. If he doesn't think that he sounds or looks different, then something's going on there.
Are you worried about him?
I am.
I'm a little worried about him.
I am.
It might be Eduardo that hit him, though.
Don't worry. There's nothing wrong with me, bro. There's nothing wrong with me. Do headlines. There's nothing wrong with me.
I love the fact that he can pop in whenever he wants. Lama, I'm so nervous that's going to happen at night in my bed with Lori, where all of a sudden he's just going to be there. Keep going. Just keep going.
All right, on to Wizure from the Demesman Dover Law Firm.
Solana, as long as you're on FaceTime, why don't you pop into like that telehealth that they provide us here with Odyssey and just check in with a nurse practitioner. There's something wrong.
What's your blood pressure?
I mean, he's going to eat something. Half of it is going to come out of his mouth. It's going to be on his shirt, and he's not going to realize it. It's almost like he got Novocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, that's what it looked like and sounded like he got Novocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Or half his face is numb because somebody slapped the hell out of him.
I might have done that.
Yeah.
Nobody slapped me, man. I'm fine. Everything's good.
Lala, somebody,
everything's copacetic, brother.
The left side of your face is affected in some way, medical or physical.
It's swollen.
Yeah, your right side to me looks a little more swollen. Maybe it's the light, but yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, something's
up. Did you get beat up?
Your eyes aren't even level anymore. You're almost like a Mr. Potato Head that got put together improperly.
I'm okay.
So you can tell me the truth. Are you on drugs right now? You're in New York. You're on vacation. It's cool.
No one's listening to us. It's summertime.
You're on drugs.
AM radio.
You're on drugs.
All right. Can we have to start a new link so he can stop popping in.
Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 866-595 more. It looks like it's rainy in New York City. I don't know. You can't really tell because all you can see is a wall outside of Solana's window, but it is somewhat sunny here in
South Florida. Somebody texted in. Maybe he had seafood. He's always said he's allergic to seafood. Solana, you have an EpiPen near you anywhere? You don't. You really should travel with one. Just kind of weak.
You have some issues. Now I can't even get in.
All right, should we take a break, Dan?
I think we should. Yeah, we're good.
All right, let's take a break. Brendan Tobin is going to join us in the next segment.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hot sauce flavored hard seltzers.
Disgusting, and I'm black.
Terrible. And he is black. I can confirm if you don't have the video feed.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, there's some good news and bad news. The bad news is Brendan Tobin seems to have blown us off, which is odd, but... Guy wins Miami New Times, sportscaster, radio personality, sports radio personality of the year. All of a sudden, you know, he's Matthew Tkachuk at Raising Cane's. He's there for a couple minutes, and we're leaving unsatisfied. But I think we probably just bring in his broadcast partner, Alejandro Solana, to fill his shoes and give us the... No, Solana, I'm joking. Please don't sign in.
Oh, here he comes.
Please get medical help. I texted him during the break. I go, bro, there's something wrong. You need to seek medical attention. Because if he doesn't think that there's something wrong, there's something wrong. There's somebody texted. There are so many texts. There's more texts about Solana than about the Panthers winning the Stanley Cup. Look at you, Solana, on vacation and getting gum surgery while still working.
It sounds crazy.
Thank God I'm listening, somebody says. Somebody says, make him go through a drive-thru. Did Solana eat seafood? We know he's allergic. Somebody says, possibly had another gum procedure. Somebody says, Zach Gelb punched out Solana. That's possible.
He's in New York. See? Solana's trying to run with Tkachuk and Kulikov and Barkey. Solana's not made like that. Solana needs some rest and some vitamins.
Just tuned in. I swear I thought you all were replaying the skit where he had work done on his gums. He's hammered, bro.
That might be it.
Solana's obviously got his gums all swelled up. Lockjaw.
Did he catch it?
I listened to Solana last night on the NBA draft show. There's no way that he sounded like this. Is he drunk? Yeah, there's certainly part of that. This was my favorite text. Solana's coming back looking like Adrian Brody.
What was he doing up all night? That probably had something to do with it.
So it's funny. So he had to host the draft show on our station. So they went on the air. Him and Tobin were live at the Dolphin Mall. They went on the air. And we're going to play the interview that they did with Khalil Ware today. But they went on the air at 7. They went till about 11 last night. And his plane left this morning at 6 a.m.
Ooh.
For New York. So he wasn't going to sleep much because they had to get to the airport, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock. So he had to get up probably in the fours. And then he was at the bar because I saw it on Snapchat. He was at the bar this morning before the flight because they were drinking beer. But maybe he's allergic to beer because that I've seen people who are slurring their words because they're a little inebriated before. The whole left side of his face was swollen. And it almost sounded like his tongue was too large for his mouth.
Yeah. And then he tried to sign off and tighten up and come back. But it didn't work.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah. The first time that he signed off, he splashed a little water on his face. He's like, get it together. We've all been there. Get it together. He signed back on. He wasn't any better.
That's a good call because when he signed out, I still have administrative control. He took his camera away. So obviously he was straightening up and trying to get straight up.
And then he came back and turned his face. Get it together. Get it together. He was probably searching for his EpiPen.
We all done it. Okay, tighten up. How you doing? I'm good. And y'all?
I'm just sleepy. Hey, God.
Living the dream. Yeah, man.
Sound normal. So, sound
I just
normal,
want to recap if anyone's just tuning in at 2:41. Our executive producer, Alejandro Solana, joined us unexpectedly and uninvited from a hotel in New York where we're not certain if he was being held against his will suffering from a medical episode or so hammered that maybe he fell on his face.
Yeah.
And then our midday host, Brendan Tobin, our friend, was supposed to join us to talk about the Heat's draft pick, and he's just completely blown us off.
Mm.
I wonder why we're going to be taking a lot of days off in the coming weeks.
I was going to say, I'm going to send this one into the Marconi, man. This is award-winning.
Send this one in. Keep this on file somewhere just to keep my ego in check. Because this is what has happened to us.
This is beautiful.
Solana has carte blanche to jump in, hammered. There's no way he'll make it to the game at 9. The Uruguay game is at 9.
He'll be there. He won't remember.
Think he'll rally?
Yeah, he won't remember it, though. Yeah, he won't remember the game. He'd just be there like a wiggly arm guy on the side of the road by the car dealership.
By the car dealer.
Yeah, waving his hands in the air, not knowing who he's cheering for.
Well, here is, as long as we do have some time, because Tobin didn't join us, I'll give you the actual write-ups for the letter grades for the Heat draft pick. So this is from CBS Sports. They gave it a B-. Where is the most polarizing prospect in this class? There are a lot of those guys, but he's the most extreme. He's been that way since high school. He has every single tool in the book: size, speed, hands, touch out to the perimeter. But he's said out loud he's not sure how much he loves basketball. There have been questions about motor, physicality, etc. But going to the Heat and Heat culture will be great for him unless he can't fit in. Now, if it's a different organization, and I'm told the guy has said, I'm not sure I love basketball, I get nervous. But trust me when I tell you, Pat Riley does his due diligence.
Yeah.
I don't think that Pat Riley would ever take a flyer on someone that he didn't think was 180% engaged with what they're about to pay him millions to do.
And he's going to find out within the first half of practice if he really likes basketball. Because of how the Heat go. Like, this question in Khalil's mind is going to be answered as soon as he touches that court with them.
USA Today gave them a B. Where's athleticism in a 7-foot frame with a 7-foot-4 wingspan makes him an enticing prospect as a defender and dunker. He's a prolific 3-point shooter as well. He needs to improve his effort and decision making as a passer. Miami gets another athletic shot blocker, and Ware could bolster one of the better 3-point shooting teams. At this pick, though, the Heat could have gone with a scoring guard or wing to help with Jimmy Butler and his future being in doubt. I think this tells you a couple things. I don't think Jimmy Butler's future with the Heat is in doubt at all. So they don't need to worry about replacing him or his what he brings to the team. I think what they're telling you is, though, we build around Bam. Mm-hmm. This team is Bam's team. They came out yesterday, all the news came out that he's going to get that 3-year extension for $1 trillion. And so they're building around Bam. They want him to play at the 4. They're bringing in a big. This is Bam's team moving forward.
I do want to ask, there's a lot of size. And if you look at it now, because you got Jovic and you have now Ware and Bam Adebayo. That's a lot of size on the front line if you start those three guys.
But it's nice to have those three guys because two of them can be interchangeable and Bam really gets to play at the 4 most of the time, which is, I think, what they want.
And I don't think they're going to a big team. I think this gives them the ability to get big if they need to play with one. Jovic, when they play the Nuggets and they need somebody to go down there and fight that big old fella, now you have some height to go fight that big old fella out there, man. And then, but with Bam, I told you from the beginning, my whole offseason thing, because the Jimmy Butler rumors and all that, it's Bam and them. Bam is this team, Hawk. You just said it. Bam is this team.
You just found out last night.
It's whatever they want to put around him. He's going to be the center point of the team. And I love for them to go get another big because now Bam can do more. Because in the past, Bam sometimes had to sit in the damn paint because we had nobody else in there to try to you know, fill up the paint. Now you put big boy in there, Bam, get on the outside, do different things. I really love it. And he – another, going back to this effort thing, Hawk, there is no way in the world a human being is on the court with Bam and Jimmy Butler and don't try hard.
And have Alonzo Mourning and Udonis Haslem at practice.
Yeah. Let him go jogging down. UD literally run and slap him like somebody slapped Solana.
here's the recap from The Ringer, because The Ringer gave him a C+. And they write, wow, what a great test case for how deep Heat culture runs. Where is one of the most talented big men in the class? A 7-footer with long arms, incredibly fast first and second jump, and both the soft touch and willingness to take an open catch and shoot three with confidence. As with so many prospects over the decades who share Ware's physical tools, it can be frustrating to watch him when he's not fully locked in. But the things Ware brings to the table are undeniable. And I don't know if you're allowed to not be fully locked in for Miami. When the Heat selected Jaime Jaquez Jr. last year, I didn't quite see the vision. I gave that pick a C+. They seem to have worked out well with him. Let's try it again. So that seems to be the knock on Khalil Ware. Maybe he's not looking like he's 100% engaged all the time. And so probably on other teams' draft boards, that's a significant concern. But as The Ringer says there, like for the Heat, like this is your test case for Heat culture. Because like you say, if you're not 100% locked in with those, like Jimmy will punch you on the court at home. Yes. Like you were Bernie and he was Conor McGregor. Like he don't care.
And then you got round two with UD in the locker room. Nobody right. wants that smoke.
It ain't going to get easier. You're not going to take one ass kicking and then all of a sudden it gets better.
When they drafted Bam, I know it's revisionist history. None of us said, oh, this is an all-star. Nobody looked at Tyler Hero and said, yeah, that's sixth man of the year. They know what they're doing, man. This young man, and he was, I looked it up, like saying, oh, we're not lying about knowing Khalil Ware like that. All Big Ten defensive team. So he obviously gives some kind of effort down on the end of the court with, you know, being a Big Ten all defensive. So, yeah, get him, get a little fire under his butt and see what a 7-foot athletic guy can do for you.
Let's take a break. So, Tobin just texted me. I'm so sorry. I'm doing an interview with Bam. He ran way late. Well, that I understand. I would choose Bam out of bio over us as well.
Oh, out of bio. I didn't know what Bam he was talking about.
Well, my Bams never run late, so I knew what he was talking about just based on my personal experience. We'll take a break. Maybe Tobin will join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Doug Plagan is definitely going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, and we'll keep our eye. Second round of the NBA draft will begin in just a little bit over an hour.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Soldier Boy, that dude wasn't in the Army.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.